Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Last lesson, I was talking about the spirit of fear, and I want to talk about that again. It's in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. That the Lord has not given us, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And that word spirit, when you look it up, it just doesn't mean some mental condition, or it's not a word that should be taken lightly. It actually means a breath, an angel, a demon, an entity. Yes, God has not given us a spirit of fear. And on the other pendulum swing, He's given us power, love, and a sound mind. So on one side of the seesaw, we have the spirit of fear, an actual entity that wants to destroy you. He wants you to hang yourself. He wants you to just knock yourself off, kill, steal, and destroy. On the other pendulum, our Lord has given us authority, love, and a sound mind. Where I left off yesterday was a sound mind. You know, the doctors are saying, psychiatrists, whatever, these worldly people, especially during these times with all this child trafficking, all kinds of things are coming out, that if you want to destroy a human being, torment them and introduce fear, particularly through sexual abuse, into a child under the age of 3 years old. You do that, you could own them the rest of their lives. They're shot. Now, as a Christian, we do not live in this world. We know that once you're reborn, you are a new creation in Christ. We know not to look back. So we have a way of escape, people. And if somebody out there is listening to me and you were abused as a young kid, and you find yourself out of your mind, and you know you can't hold a job, or you might even be going down the sodomite route. Everything might be all messed up. The fact of the matter is, hold fast to when Jesus comes into your heart, you become a new creation. All right, that is not just a churchy religious term. You totally change. You've done a 180. You've taken on a new home. You've taken on a new kingdom. You're brand new. Do you get that? No matter what a spirit of fear has done to you, you have a way of escape. And that way of escape is through that lamb, through that sacrifice, through that word of God that became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Jesus Christ, who screamed and was tortured on that cross for your sin, to set you free, no matter what it might be, from a spirit of fear. Because the last portion of that spirit of fear is the Lord says he's given us a sound mind. So what that means is a spirit of fear, that demon, that entity knows if he can enter in, you will not have a sound, healthy mind able to cope with everyday things possibly. And what does Satan want to do? Most occasions, he wants to bring you back to the occasion of when that horrible act took place, or even that willful sin took place, whatever it might be. When you feel that happening, when you actually know that something's trying to drag you back forcibly to a time and place in your life, you are in a spiritual battle, people. As I've said, we already know the world is already upside down, right? The world's upside down. It's almost to the point there's no use in, you know, identifying all the craziness. We know how crazy it is. It's the days of Noah. So now, people, it's just time to get into the Word of God, dig your heels deep, And it's either cold or hot. It's not lukewarm. I suggest be hot for Jesus. And that simply means just walking in him, walking with him, listening to the Holy Spirit, dying to the flesh all day long, you know, seeking out his goodness, because all good things come from above. But a spirit of fear will try to take away a sound mind. And over the years, you know, I'm in my older years now, but I remember 20 or 40 years ago, 30, 40 years ago, a lot of women, back then it was Valium. They were on Valium. Now I'm just seeing all women. Who knows what they're on? Who knows what kind of drugs they're on? But there are so many tattoos, so many piercings. As far as I'm concerned, it's a cry out. It's like the markings of the madman, the Gadarene madman that had thousands of demons in him, and Jesus Christ casted them all out, and they all went into the pigs. Remember that story? Jesus Christ actually casted out a legion of demons out of one man. And he had markings all over his body. And as far as I'm concerned, that's tattoos. I'm sorry. He had markings all over his body. And then he was naked. He was naked. And that's all everything is anymore. Who knows how bad the pornography is with these cell phones? Who knows how bad it is? So we have markings, we have nakedness. And then he was consumed with death. He lived in the tombs. And it almost seems that way now. The taking away of hope. And just an overall looking at death. And nobody says good things anymore. Bright things about the future. Well, the Lord warns us here. It's an entity, and it's going to try to play with your sound mind. That's why we're told to take every thought captive to the obedience of Jesus Christ, casting down imaginations in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. What's that mean? Let's say your sound mind wants to gossip. Your unsound mind wants to gossip. Well, gossip is going above God's word. It's elevating itself above God's word. So you put it to death. Nope, I'm not going there. Let's say you want to have some revenge. That elevates itself above God's word. Nope, I'm not going there. Let's say anxiety, tension, and worry want to rule your life. That's going against God's word. I'm not going there. See, everything on this planet tries to exalt itself, tries to get us to get on the ground and bow to it. Everything on this earth that revolves around the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things. And as I said, I believe this verse is very important because the pendulum goes from, he tells us, he has not given us a spirit of fear. So where does a spirit of fear come from? He'll try to sneak in. Just like you're told to be a soldier, why are you told to be a soldier, a spiritual soldier? If, oh, well, I'm saved and then everything's fine. What a fallacy. No, you've been saved. You've been reborn now, so you're in the fight. You weren't even in the fight. You were a walking dead man before you came to the knowledge of Christ. Now's your fight. Now's your convictions. Now's your conscience. Most of us, before we came to the Lord, it wasn't conscience. It was, don't get caught. That's all it was. And then you were a phony baloney. Acting, you know, you could be in front of 10 different people and act 10 different ways, depending on what crowd you were in. But now that you're reborn and a Christian, you're brand new. You're a new creation in Christ. You act the same way wherever you go. It's a wonderful thing. But I'll go over that again because it's so important. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear. Now, this devil, this evil spirit, this entity of fear, He's going to look for anything he can to get into your life. He'll come at you. He'll make you fearful of your child situation, over your spouse's situation, over your money situation, over your cars, over your land, over your job, anything he could do. Because a spirit of fear, number one, wants authority. That's right. Because that's the other pendulum. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power. So see, God has given us authority, power over the enemy. But the enemy wants to take that authority, and he wants you to bow to your situation. Gang, it's a spiritual warfare. And our foundation has to be on the cross. Our righteousness has to be on a cross. Our salvation has to be on salvation in the cross. Our feet shod in the gospel, the word of God that washes us. And the offensive weapon, the word of God in the shield, our faith. Read it, Ephesians 6. It's a fight. It's a warfare. And it's not something to be taken lightly. Remember, your soul is in the balance and few people are going to make it. Your soul is in the balance. And what does it matter if a man gains the whole world and loses his soul? Your soul is the most important thing you have. Your will is part of your soul. When you will to follow the Lord, your soul is saying, I follow you, Christ. Your will is basically the only thing that you have. Everything else, you can't control your heartbeat. You can't control all the miles of veins in your body. You can't control anything. You can't control your kidneys, your liver, all that's working now. But you have a will. You have a will. And you could either do your will or you could do God's will. That's what God wants. He wants you to lay down your life, lay down your will and choose him. Lay down your comforts and choose him. Lay down your concepts and your worries and your anxieties and choose him. But a spirit of fear, no matter what it is, it's the opposite of faith. And in Jeremiah, we read that the sword of the enemy is fear. That's actually the sword of the enemy is fear. Yes. And these are the times we're living in. And you're going to be tested, people. You will be tested. Guard your mind. Guard your mouth. Guard your ears. Guard your eyes. Guard your senses. Because we still live in this carton. We still live in this temple. And the devil knows. You know, sensuality. He knows what comforts are all about. And many times they're hooks. They're hooks that could kill us. So stay in Christ no matter what. These times, even no matter how crazy they might be, all the politics, I get it. You know, the country's fighting, the woke agenda, the racial division, all this stuff is garbage. We're all going to look the same 6 months after we're dead. We better be looking to Jesus who died on the cross for our sins. We better be looking to him because there's no other escape. There's no other way. There's no other name other than the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Confess him with your mouth and believe it in your heart. And God bless you. Jesus is Lord, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.